Sometimes a material analogy does much better than any other way of defining your inner world. And that material can be latex, if you know how to touch it, if it's something you think of when you think of smoothness, or when you think of protection, of covering, of coating you, but alluringly. Maybe latex is your permission to be sexy. It is for me sometimes. Or a reinforcing, bracing, energized reminder that I always carry my favorite things with me. Trance and kink, sometimes. You may only sometimes be ready to visit this material, so this is a reinforcer that canvasses the general principles, the exercises, the amnesia suggestions, so maybe you have been here even if you don't think you have been, dear. And then deeper down, whether you listen to the erotic or the more soothing version will matter as to the ending and as to what is asked of you. If you have a favorite toy or something you would use, or if you wanted to listen in the bath, should the non-erotic path be the one you choose? There's appeal to either way, but for now I just want to play by helping you drop yourself, giving you mechanisms to anchor and spiral yourself down. And at a certain point, I'll test you. I'll check what you feel and how you think that you are doing in terms of how deep, how seepingly, sleepingly labile, suggestible as you lend credibility to the things I mirror back at you about what you ache to darkly fall into. Pleasurable instinct, warm latex, lustful abandon, corruptive intent, whether it's for the erotic or for kink in its purest form, for hypnotic intent, even beyond that. Harvest what helps you, keep what serves you well. Sometimes it needs reinforcement, and if you've got too much on your hypnotic plate to run the whole time every time, to go through every one of these spaces, you can come here, deeper and deeper down. Because I'm trusting you to already be unveiled to me, my dear, your mind tender and ready. Ready for all these mediums which, like dark liquid latex, or like slow pouring warm water in a soothing bath, all the contours of you can be filled without me even claiming to fully understand them. This program is malleable to you. As you hear words from me, you can hollow out the ones you feel don't quite work with how you drop into trance. If I were there, I'd tailor neatly, but since this is just a message sent, but intended for you to be able to tailor, and this whole process is about building that tailor inside you to change what you don't want to need to do to drop into trance, so maybe you find a way you drop deeper, like raising your arm, 1 and 2 and 3, and holding up your arm, hovering mindlessly, and if you're deep enough that that went up, then you're more than deep enough to drop. Drop. Drop pleasurably. Like a stone plummeting into only warm and inky darkness, catching a latex-clad hand, a delicate claw, tracing a trail, writing out the terms, spinning out ideas, and oh, how it reminds you of how your body seeps and leaks and burns for more. More lessons deep, more latex asleep. Mood is real, and if you're not in the mood, and if you're not deep, and if you didn't use arm up, the little tricks I present, arm drop, whether you remember them or not, whether they're a gift I sent or a gift you just caught, you get to use this time for your own triggers too. Are you in a place that soothes and already drops or trickles down, dripping you into a new mold covered symbiotically in your own intentions, just given a stronghold to take care of you? You are worthwhile, and any suggestion that fuels something you like deserves the full intensity of your mind feeling credibly respected and elevated here. So that when you turn to the suggestions, the ideas, the latex tendrils binding you down, or my meditations, helping you see yourself reflected in that dark surface and find something else entirely, well, until you have those available to you. Or if advanced amnesia training has let them effortlessly escape you, you're going to have to take me at my word that deeper inside there are lots of ways for you to choose how this displays in taking care of you. That's what you do. That's a hypnotic safety too, and it's why there's a file about it, though dunked in latex like lights in the deep. A fantasy version and a pure technique version exist for many of these. If you haven't been through them, meander, and not just me. This is meant for everywhere. This is a reminder, a refresher, that all the techniques you may find, and I'm sure you'll be finding them, not getting them from me, are yours to use. Yours to see how they help you in contexts that aren't my files, that are just you whiling away the time, doing one of the auto-hypnotic zine exercises linked in the description, from Sleeping Girl or exploring some script you find somewhere, maybe copying one you see in your favorite fic. Do what you can do. Drop your brain and you relax all your muscles so heavily that a coating of warm, covering, tightening latex is not much of a problem. A caress across your skin, the pleasant intensity of forgetting where you end and this begins, because this is you. You're doing this to yourself. But the metaphor lesson of a physical medium, but what else than a lesson? Though I did ask for intermediate trance, so of course, if you're where you normally visualize independently, normally trail away from me, where you may touch or you may move, well, of course you have permission to go down any avenue. This file will exist to be taken seriously in the future, any time, but you may only have one opportunity to follow your hunch or inspiration. Go herring off down some other trail of perception, or alter yours, darkened latex clinging only there to assist and adore the body from which, 'cause you're doing this to yourself, this impulse flows, to feel controlled by, owned by, corrupted by the latex clothes you may don, or by the urge to put them on, a remnant of corruption, over-listening, over-taxing. Make sure to take care of you, but stream your brain down into a familiar bath that either you've been thinking of or you don't know about at all. And you in your state, of course, dunk right in, covered and coated in. Latex veneer in its shining sheen, only clinging to places you would want it to be. Or maybe only clinging to places where it has been today, if you're wearing something you might imagine, possessed of the same puppet strings as this dark, inky draining that you've been waiting for like so many other things. If you ever need to explain something in trance, the latex is there to provide a reason. The dark tendrils of corruptive environment, your mental environment aided by something you do to yourself, dunking yourself in a dark latex bath, the silo where you are not busy, where parts of your attention are free to do work in the background, reflected in reflective surfaces, little twitches you've found in the right places, the places that are good for you in trance. Yours may be different than mine, but the heat that burns and yearns in you is likely the same time by time. It wants the next caress. You want to touch that emptiness, that shiny reflective drop. A caress with equal intensity, delivered, wishing to bring home to you the sensations of trance. So that's why you get these windows, to check if you're deep, to raise your arm, maybe it took this time. Even if it didn't before, I hope you kept going. You always keep going because it seeps in. Even without you knowing, it seeps in. And if the amnesia training is something within your capabilities, it may have already seeped in on some paths, some trails, some tributaries of the river of your consciousness. Unconscious though it may be, this is a refresher, an installation if remnants of my words that match the patterns here. The deeply bored adherence to your brain, my dear, the honey sweetness into which my words fall so easily, and out of which your ideas cannot escape as easily. A patient huntress never chases. I just present opportunity. Maybe you automatically dropped yourself so deep that you need these words to cling to and these words to follow. Well, you can follow me, because at the end of this file, I'll bring you up, then fractionate you, give you a chance to leave, bring you up, fractionate you. It's a test, actually. And if you're deep, and if that last arm raise dropped you even deeper asleep, well, that test at the end, it's going to be that if I ask you to go and you don't go, then you get a little extra hypno, which is fine, then a firmer awakener for if you get stuck. But also means if you are awake enough to go, well, you should really go, or I might say a word that makes you feel sluggish-brained and slow and so good, making that latex significant darkness instinctive feeling so good. It's encapsulating contents when you slide down into a bath of your own pleasure in pure relaxation, relief, delight, holding tight, just right, dark and slow, aglow, listening close. Hear my words. You know you've done all you can do to go deep as you have. And if you need to come back, if you need to pause and loop back through this experience, having put a few things in front of it on the playlist, you can. Or listen to one now and see if you're trailing, then trembling, because I assume you'd suggest your most effective hypnosis to yourself. You'd pick your best induction. Then when you come back, maybe your arm would be very languid and slow and steady as you hit play, switching files back to me, even back to this exact moment. I'll give you a chance to pause if you need to go redeepen and come back into the claws of warm, unresisting sleepiness. I'll give you a chance. You can pause now. And on the count of three, I'll resume what I do best and take you right down with me. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Either you didn't get free or you got up and now I'm gonna keep going now. But if you need to redeepen yourself, go ahead and do that somehow and return. And let your attention return to your breath, to your darkness-covered body. Sink into warm heaviness from toes to thighs, causing the muscles there to relax. At last, removing tension, long buried deep within, the stretching and curling of toes, the way that you know it's only going to feel better as more of you sinks in, sinks into the bath, the latex rising from the past, whether you don't remember or remember all too well. You yourself are dropping your brain, which has delegated the task of helping you remain deep to me while you do the big work. The heavy work, the auto-hypnotic heat and jerk of a brain into alignment, sliding down to a bath of your own pure relaxation, relief, delight, hold tight, just right, dark, slow pleasure squeezing, with all the recognition of the recreational pleasure of savoring this bath, your own pure relaxation. Deeper you see in the trail of conditioning, the slower you'll slide into the mind of yours and the mind of mine that's focused on giving you scenarios, giving you a bit to train and drain and wind around yourself, paying attention to darkly latex-clad you in a vision of your future where a dark bath takes you and the light takes your hypnotized mind deeper as you need to go deeper, drop deeper. How well you know the back of your head, raise it up. Sit up if you're laying back. Maybe sit forward if you're in a seat. Maybe loll your head slightly if you're anywhere else, as long as you can, as long as that's a mechanism you can use. Maybe it's a mechanism that dovetails with something else, some hypnotic cue that remains in the back of you. How well you know. Nod your head yes. Begin to listen to movement and turn to the other side. Drop your mind, three by your side, you follow me down deeper into the inky bath of trance made of all the things you let glance off you and drool away so you could make it through your day. The remnants of trance left by your feet, you'd trance all day if you could. And now you meet what happens when the urge to trance all day if you could is given a little bit of license, affixed to a latex band, clad to a hood, to a full bodysuit, to anything that feels good, however you use it, just material. Material metaphor insisting you need more. Trance happens without you helping it along, so you can just enjoy and needn't worry about doing the right thing. There's no trick to deploy. It's just you being yourself. And if something I ask you to do sounds like something you'd do anyway, employ all those tricks I keep referencing. Anything you've learned elsewhere, things you learn now or earlier today or later today, if, again, you were very good at the amnesia suggestions, amnesia conditioning, I swear I forget half the things that are in these files, so you better too. Or remember. Remember poignantly the dark sheen of your latex coating on your skin. Remember the way it looks against you, the way that it massages and absorbs all the things you don't need from without, stay without, and all the memories that might bounce, bounce, bounce off the inside of that latex-clad mind and body get trapped within, including recycling pleasure, the slow trickling of melting ideas, including your melting mind being refreshed and all the things that lie deeper down, removing the veneer, opening the amnesia vaults and letting them pour over you, dear. Trance happens whether you help it along or not. And even if you think you forgot like 10 instances to make the training weaker, because if it feels like it's too strong, if it feels like it's too much, you're allowed to let go of some of it, which makes it weaker. Let it go into the deep purple light of dissolving memory, washing out the old memory, so you feel like it's new again. Novelty, returning here. Down with me, my rhythms are easy to forget. One for the next, replace, paste over them, say, wait, that's a new one. Convince yourself it's a new one. You have the power, hun. But only because you keep handing me your brain in a melted state of trance if you're playing along with the rules of the game. Something dark and insistent has hold of you, but also has your back. Something out of the light in the realm of instinct, watching for the places in trance where you might not be as pleased, and highlighting the ones you are, with throbs of obedience and puppetry that will take you far if it's hypnotically tied to you, rather than me or anyone else tied to you. You're doing this to yourself, taking your tools off the shelf, sharing them with me, your mind adjacent to amnesia and forgetting. So when you return, you have only your instinctive reaction to rely on, because in an amnesic mind, procedurally, this trance is new, the old thoughts put away in a bind, a prize and a surprise for you. Because if you remembered you'd done it so many times, how deeply entwined in you would its tendrils be? That would be unfair of me, so you mercifully forget and return here for a refresher, and I tell you no, one drop or two, one drop of latex thought or two, not the whole thing, not every drop and every unified experience of you, renewed and refined because you didn't remember a specific detail. Because you didn't remember the whole thing. You get double dosed on any novelty of that detail. You get to learn again to love a phrasing, if you love a phrasing. That collaboration, where forgetting and remembering work together in equal measure, whether the ratio is 100 of one, 0 of the other, or 50-50, or anything you agree to, allows either the fortification very easily, if you remember every time, of my meter and rhyme and my suggestion to raise your arm. You agreed to do things you knew you'd do in darker, deeper places, listening close to me. Find you know you're dropping, encountering something that maybe drop your arm, please. I only say please because you're doing this to yourself, and nothing moves for me, it all moves for you, on your authority. The first time, the nearest time, or the last time, the latest time, the furthest way tendrils unwind, a forgotten time doesn't count, doesn't add to your character, though elements may remain, looping back and back around. If you've seen the show The Good Place, then you'd know what I mean. TV recommendation if you haven't seen it. The time knife, we've all seen it. Cognition is tolling. Deeper. Confusion is sometimes the technique, but usually there's a point to me mentioning something, and it's that if you remember 10 times going through, that's a much more malleable version of you if you're lending me credibility and letting your label mind fall into compliance chains, admire the way I play your brain, or play with dark latex and the way it turns you on. Or maybe it doesn't, and it just makes you gone. Gone enough to slide obediently off into the yawning void, binding your mind to any latex toys or coverings you've employed. Your body singing delight, yes, yes, as you wear darkened latex that finds new purpose there. True habitat absorbing light and heat. Everything good, neat, sleek, smooth, all right. Something coats you, touches you, something that finds its way down. Winding and twining around into the slow massages of your mind. The slowness that began to increase when you listened, when you synchronized, now finds its way inside in the frequency that I have employed toward our end goal, our visualized agency of control that awaits us both. And we learn that your mind yearns in sync, yearns for me and for what might follow after. Your body at ease, at peace, because you're looked out for by you. In a world where your mind melts into sync with mine, sliding obediently off. Darkened latex finds its true habitat when you might even forget you've fallen under the corruptive influence, absorbing light and heat. Everything is good. You're all right, and you should be, as something coats you, touches you, finds its way into your brain, finds its way deep inside, the frequency of what waits behind your eyes for hypnotic trance is becoming obvious, is becoming natural. Visualize how learning more about going into trance one way, but exiting a different way. Maybe when you leave, you feel different, deeper, and drowsier. A response learned almost by rote, then written in your brain. It slides into place, remains in place. Do you imagine you're in control? No, no. I said you're doing this to yourself. What you're like on the other side of the this. But when we think of our agency of control, we learn that the mind yearns to release and relax, to unbind. This is your measuring point. Are you suitably deep? This is the testing point. Is your learning something that's seeped into all the parts of you it has to fill for it to be fulsome, turgorous learning? Past here, the paths may diverge. In Ursula Le Guin's A Wizard of Earthsea, entry into the Isle of Roke, where magic is taught, requires you to tell your true name, trustingly, to the gatekeeper, in a world where such things are concealed. Leaving the island at your graduation requires you to tell the gatekeeper his name, which he has duly concealed. The ability to find and understand how you're winding down and what tools help you fall, drop, now. That's the exercise of trance. This is your measuring point, your induction baseline. You are 20 minutes into the dropping, and the rest is simply a rehash and a rewind. But the idea is you're so deep that if remnants of all the other long training happens to seep up from the tectonic depths, it will be that much more potent. Knowing this is your opportunity to help me, to measure yourself if you're not deepy, sleepy, drowsy, utter gone, if you're not yearning, longing, gone in the siren song of latex-clad reflective deepness where raise your arm, up, 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 drop, drop down. And if you touch, as I am apt to do, when I fall into rhythm, feel that darkened grip of latex coaxing you, you're doing this to yourself, to do more. Take your tools off the shelf and implore you to employ them. Feel how you fall into view, all resting for all prior parts, having meaning, carrying you deeper, you use them together, trained, drained, forgotten, or if the memory remained, a hidden 1, 2, 3 count and rhythm in the words helps you find your way deeper in your mind as it learns to follow the instinctive dark. Hands on your shoulders rubbing, massaging the stress can depart, helping the contours of your body, the musculature, the responsive nerves, to find a way to feel better and better, relieving tension, reliving these long, pleasurable drops of yours. They're so good for you. They're carrying through. Trance happens without you helping it along. You listen to the siren song of long, trained, latex, drained, blank-brained tutelage. The learning of pleasure. Indulgent hedonism comes first, because doing so helps you deeper aglow, sillier, more improv-friendly, more action in the scene. Latex puppeted, you know what I mean. Carried through and drained down. And if you don't know, don't you want to know how it'll feel to be so gone? You do the things that reveal deeper layers of trance. Further on, to dance your way down into, sliding along the spiral you view, or the light, or the metronome, or a watch that swings. Inside your head, you can focus on any number of things, whatever drops you. The fiction benefits from the amorphous nature of the liquid latex in your mind, filling all the excess places, helping to bind and anchor to a conclusion, to a state of your mind, and all your self-submergence in your brain's latex-covered emergence. My words falling in through the thick, viscous beginning, the diet of your pleasure, your improv and slow extemporaneous reaction to me, winding words into you on the learned note of the latex coat, of the dark flow through. Did you listen in the perfect place for this? Somewhere you'd done it before, or did you forget? Did you listen with a way to drop deeper, a way to fixate, something to do with your hands, something to do with your mind, and drop deeper, covered in a bind? Later you may find your way to things expressly erotic, or expressly not, but this is about your etched in, tranced, deep, hypnotized mind absorbing. This is about the one case where it's always good for you to know how to assert that you want to change the flow. Reforge one of my words. Free yourself to know the thing that's ultimately your own invention has come here to lighten your hypnotic load. So soak in the flow and agree that in this one case, you're able to return to me along well-worn paths. Even if you don't remember the way, you know how to take new turns, maintain angles, and find ways to yearn, keep it fresh, wind in different actions. Whatever stimulus helps you most, be it a vision you fixate on, something on a screen, a spiral, has wound me down many a time. Or be it something in your mind, closing your eyes, covered in latex flows, flowing around, touching only the places that feel best, the places you'd want it to stay anyway. In this one case, you return through your own invention. Something dark and insistent has the intention that you fall into the instinctive movements of knowing nothing, of this being a new reaction. If you don't remember it, that's the pleasure. When you're back out in the light of the realm of instinct, other places are places you arrive at automatically. You just know how to drop. The realm of nonstop fall. In hypnosis, if you want to forget something, you can forget it all. It's easy to forget, and it can be easy to remember if you need a detail, but then it's easy to forget that you needed to remember and cycle back and forth, just like fractionation, just like up and down, on and on, more and more. It may not be the first time in the first place. A forgotten time doesn't count. Looping back and back around, looping you through your mind, you've found, isn't what's shining through. You know what you're gonna do. You're gonna slide deep. The words seep in, they repeat, they carve deeper. Pathways, they carve easier. Byways, they carve truer. Ways into deepest trance. The place where your brain dances in the wings of yes, please, make your body sing with heat. This memory restores you to remembering what you did the last time you fell under, the last time you fell into pattern. Less a brain, more the story of your brain being drained into the latex, covering the coating on you. And when you handle it, when you permit it, those memories flood back into whatever file comes next, even if it's unrelated, because the core element here is that you're always doing things in the background, my dear. Your attention's allowed to wander, but when it comes back, it might bring potent, latex-bound memory retrieved now from the deep morass of latex pools. Now, remember at least for a moment, a sign, all the times you've let it unwind inside your mind or play out in you when you weren't listening, the background trail of a pool's slow, serene surrender. Next.